English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Pour télécharger ces leçons, allez sur le site internet www.lavoixdelamérique.com, cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais et retrouvez les leçons d'anglais spéciales Sénégal. Obtenir un prêt bancaire n'est pas toujours chose aisée. Cependant, parfois, à force de persuasion, on peut quand même obtenir un petit prêt. La preuve, écoutons cette cliente inhabituelle en face du directeur général de cette banque. Nous allons écouter la conversation. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. 2. La dame veut un microcrédit. Vous allez ensuite répondre à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? 2. Qu'est-ce qu'il est arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Vous allez enfin apprendre des termes relatifs à la banque et réviser comment poser des questions en anglais avec des mots qui commencent par WH.
Have a seat, madam. My assistant told me you insisted on meeting me. What can I do for you?
Sir, I want a loan.
That's no problem. But why did you need to see me? All you need to do is to see the account manager and she will give you an application for a loan.
That's the problem. I can't read or write. I need a loan to start my business.
All right. Where's your ID?
I lost it in a car rapide, but I have my birth certificate here in my purse.
Have you got an electricity bill or water bill in your purse too?
No. Water and electricity are included in my rent.
A bank needs a security before it can grant a loan. Who can stand as guarantor for you?
Gara what?
Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
You, sir? I'm sure you can be my guarantor. I heard you on the radio saying that banks should support women in business and grant them loans.
Oh, yes. What kind of business do you want to start?
Selling bisap juice.
But before you start a business, you must do a market study.
I did. The bus stop has Cafe Touba and Ataya, but no bisap juice.
Ah, I can see that the bank needs to grant you a loan to encourage you. Now, can you sign this paper for me? It's an IOU.
Manager, sir, I told you that I can't write. How can I sign? You can just trust me. Inshallah, I will repay.
Nous avons entendu la cliente et le directeur général de la banque. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Pour le directeur général, c'est facile d'avoir un prêt. L'énoncé 2 est faux. La dame veut un microcrédit. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la dame veut-elle un prêt bancaire? Pour commencer son propre commerce. 2. Qu'est-il arrivé à sa pièce d'identité? Elle l'a perdue. 3. Va-t-elle signer le papier de reconnaissance de dette? Non. Vous allez maintenant répéter ces mots en relation avec la banque. Vous voulez un prêt? Alors, retenez-les bien. Écoutez et répétez. Un prêt bancaire, a loan. Un formulaire de prêt, loan application. Accorder un prêt, to grant a loan. Une garantie bancaire, a banking security. Un garant, a guarantor. Rembourser, to repay. Une reconnaissance de dette, an IOU. Nous allons écouter maintenant ces questions du directeur général de la banque pour réviser comment poser des WH questions, des mots qui commencent par WH en anglais. Écoutez et retenez.
What can I do for you? Why did you need to see me? Where's your ID? Who will refund the loan if you don't pay?
Vous avez entendu cette cliente et ce directeur général de banque. Vous avez appris les mots relatifs à la banque et révisé comment poser des WH questions en anglais. Et vous avez pu remarquer que parfois, la persuasion paie même pour avoir un prêt bancaire. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent. C'est-à-dire le verbe être, avec la contraction. Par exemple, what is his name? Littéralement, quel est son nom? Comment s'appelle-t-il? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le is et vous entendrez un s à sa place, un sifflement. What's his name?
What's his name?
What's her name? Pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ». « He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il « He is from » C'est-à-dire, littéralement, il est des États-Unis. Il vient des États-Unis. Contraction du verbe conjugué is, vous n'entendrez que le S. He's from the US. She's from the US. Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent bonjour. Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Ce soir, Martin est allé à l'hôpital pour observer ce qui se passe dans une salle d'urgence. Tonight, Martin went to a hospital emergency room. Au cours de cette leçon, vous apprendrez à faire la comparaison entre différentes actions. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington au Michel Joseph. Au cours de cette leçon, vous allez apprendre à comparer plusieurs actions différentes dans le passé ou dans le présent. Martin se trouve à l'hôpital. Martin is at the hospital. Il pose des questions à l'infirmière en charge. Écoutons la conversation entre Martin et l'infirmière. Let's listen to the conversation between Martin and the nurse.
Let me call the kitchen.
Tell me what you would like to know and see, Mr. Lerner.
Call me Martin.
I'm Carol.
Tell me what you do here in the emergency room, Carol.
I'm the night supervisor of the nursing staff.
Are you in charge of the emergency room then?
In a way. I don't supervise the doctors, of course.
Is there a doctor here at all times?
We have one doctor at night during the week. Two are available on the weekends. We can call other doctors as we need them.
Do you have more emergencies on the weekend?
Oh, yes. Especially Friday and Saturday nights.
Why is that?
Many of the problems are related to alcohol. People drink too much. They think they are having a good time, but they have bad judgment. They have all kinds of accidents. They hurt themselves, and they hurt their friends.
I'm happy I came on Wednesday, not on the weekend.
I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. We aren't now. Let's go into this room.
What's happening?
This boy came in a few minutes ago. The nurses have been very busy for several minutes now.
What happened?
This is the boy's father. Ask him.
I'm Martin Lerner. What happened to your son?
He fell through a window. He was playing. I was reading while he was playing. Suddenly, I heard this crash. I looked up, and there was glass everywhere. He'd run through the window.
Was his mother there?
No, she was shopping while I was watching the children.
He's going to be okay. Don't worry. He looks worse than he is.
There's so much blood.
No, no. He's going to be all right. The doctor has looked at him. The cuts aren't serious.
Who are you? Are you a doctor?
No, I'm a reporter.
He was playing quietly. Then he was running and there was all this noise.
What's the most important thing you do?
The most important thing I do is stay calm.
Nous pouvons comparer nos actions dans des périodes différentes en utilisant des mots descriptifs. Par exemple, we are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés à cet instant-là. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. Donc, c'est dans le présent, dans le passé. Écoutez les exemples.
We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. He looks worse than he is. They are calm when they get here. Then they become excited. Sometimes they get angry.
Nous pouvons comparer nos propres actions dans des périodes différentes. On peut comparer ce que l'on a fait, par exemple, au début de la journée avec ce que l'on a fait pendant l'après-midi. Par exemple, what did you do this morning? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait ce matin? What did you do this afternoon? Qu'est-ce que vous avez fait cet après-midi? Essayez maintenant de répondre aux questions de Martin Lerner.
What did you do this morning? What did you do this afternoon? What did you do last week? What did you do this week?
It sounds like another emergency coming in.
Essayons de comprendre un tout petit peu cette leçon. Nous parlons de situations où on compare une situation au présent avec une situation dans le passé. Par exemple, Martin Lerner demande à l'infirmière, « Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? » Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? « Do you have more emergencies on the weekend? » Le mot comparatif est « more ». Est-ce que vous avez plus de cas d'urgence le week-end? L'infirmière dit que bien sûr, et elle continue de dire que « I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. » Je n'aurai même pas le temps de vous parler le week-end. Comme on parle en ce moment, sous-entendu. I wouldn't have time to talk to you on the weekend. We are too busy then. Nous sommes trop occupés en ce moment-là. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Nous ne sommes pas occupés en ce moment. We aren't busy now. Nous ne le sommes pas en ce moment. We are too busy then. We aren't busy now. Une situation où il y a une action qui se déroule en même temps qu'une autre action. Par exemple, I was reading while he was playing the piano. J'étais en train de lire pendant qu'il jouait au piano. I was reading while he was playing the piano. While, pendant. Ou durant. While. Ça s'écrit W-H-I-L-E, while. Essayez plusieurs exemples. Prenons un exemple simple. I was eating while he was talking. Je mangeais pendant qu'il parlait. Revenons au contexte de cette leçon. Un père qui décrit ce qui s'est passé à son enfant dit... He was playing quietly. Il jouait tranquillement. Then, he was running. Ensuite, il courait. Et ensuite, l'accident s'est passé. Ou bien, when their children are sick or have accidents, quand les enfants sont malades ou ont des accidents, parents try to stay calm. Les parents essaient de rester calmes. When their children are sick or have accidents, parents try to stay calm. When exprime le moment. Le moment où l'action se déroule. Vous savez maintenant comparer des actions différentes. Lorsque vous parlez avec un ami, vous pourrez discuter et comparer ce que vous avez fait pendant la semaine. J'espère que votre semaine n'était pas trop chargée et que vous aviez eu le temps d'écouter et de pratiquer votre anglais. Until next time, practice hard! Bienvenue, welcome
to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have a guest with me today.
Je suis Daniel Clafton. Bienvenue, Michelle, aussi.
Enchanté. Welcome. We're happy to have you, Dan.
Merci.
And we are going to look at how words can be changed, either by putting a prefix, that means a few words
or
in front.
Or a suffix.
Or a suffix, a few letters after a word.
I learned that when I was in grade school.
Oh, good for you.
Prefix and suffix.
Right, so prefix is a few letters before a word, and suffix is a few letters after a word.
Yeah,
right. And these suffix and prefix add meaning to words, right, Dan?
They do, yes.
And it can change
And they make
everything.
The words move, too.
Oh, move, dynamic.
Yeah, right.
That's what we're about.
You can change a noun into a verb.
Right.
Suffix.
Absolutely.
Right.
Okay, that's a bit complicated, but...
like run and running.
Oh, yeah. But we're
okay,
going to look at...
We won't do that. No.
We're not doing that one right now.
Okay.
But we're going to look at prefixes that all of you have heard, I'm sure. So the first one we've chosen is anti or anti.
Right.
How do you say that? Anti.
Either one is okay.
Either one is okay, says Dan. I agree with that. I like that.
Okay.
Either one is okay. So, anti is against or opposite something, right?
Usually against anything.
Against anything and everything.
Yeah. Anything you're against, you're anti.
Okay, so, hey, are you anti-Michelle?
No.
I hope not.
No, I am.
And you're not anti-English, Anglais télé listeners.
No.
Okay.
I'm not anti-French.
I think the opposite is pro, right?
Yeah, pro, right.
Okay, but we'll get to pro. Let's look at anti. So, if you're depressed, what would you take? Something to do the opposite.
An antidepressant.
Antidepressant. If you're having an allergic reaction, we're looking at common ones here, and I'm sneezing and coughing. The common.
Well, then you take an antihistamine.
Antihistamine. So I think you guys have heard of those. What about being anti a particular person or a particular policy? Or
you can be anti-politics, anti-government,
right.
Anti-party,
anti-religion,
anti-presidents, anti-Congress.
Remember people who were anti-Bush or...
Oh, and anti-their own president of their own country.
Right. So anti, I think you got it, anti, right?
Right.
Right. I'm not anti-Dan. I'm not.
Oh, no.
Okay. One that's fairly common is auto that we see in front of words.
Right.
And that means the self. Auto is reflexive. Reflective.
Okay.
Mustn't make it not a reflection. Auto, so...
You can also use it in automatic.
Right.
Which is something that happens without you doing anything.
Right. Okay.
Right?
And how about, can I get your autograph?
Sure.
Okay.
Right.
Or I'm driving an automobile, so...
Well, some famous person would give you their autograph.
Oh, well, you're famous, Dan.
You go in the street and get the autograph.
At Voice of America, he's famous. Can I have your autograph?
Sure you can. There you go.
Okay, so autograph, automatic...
Automobile.
Basically, it's the self in that process, right?
Right.
Something like that. How about buy? I've heard of that.
Buy. Means...
It means two.
It means two.
Right.
It also means two ideas.
Two ideas.
Okay. Two thoughts.
Two activities.
Two thoughts, two ideas, two politics.
Like bipartisan. So, you know, you have the Republicans.
Bipolar.
Bipolar, when your head has kind of...
It's a person who is mean 1 minute and nice the next minute.
Right. And it's usually due to chemical
imbalance. I'm sure you know people like that. It's not a good thing, but it's, right. but it happens.
And how do you, you know, bicycle. So
right.
That
bicycle.
One we know. Everyone knows bicycle. Bivalve, I think. Does that have to do with the heart?
It has to do with the heart. It also has to do with a fish.
Oh, yes. They
a
have
clam
these
or a clam or an oyster is a bivalve.
Right. They have these valves that open on the side.
Right, on the side. And they let the water in and they let the oxygen out.
So I think we've understood.
That's
bi means two.
Right.
And it's happening at the same time.
Right.
Okay, how about con? I have seen
okay.
that. Con.
Well,
like we're conversing, to converse.
Right.
Converse. It's with. Con is with. Actually, in Spanish, con really means with, avec.
Avec.
Yeah,
avec.
Contigo,
in French, it's with.
With you.
Often. Yeah.
So that's interesting. So
but you
con,
know, but there's the opposite of con, pro.
Oh, absolutely.
Pro and con. It means you're against
for
something.
Or against,
for
with
or against.
Or not with.
Right. So con you can be used as a determination of what you believe in, or it can be used as a prefix for a word.
So,
right?
Yeah, that's true. Well, let's look at it in the context of the
right.
prefix. Like, in the context of the prefix, it still means with, like contact. I mean contact.
Continue.
To continue.
Yeah.
To conform.
To keep going, right.
So.
To conform, to do what.
Conform to what everyone should do.
Yeah.
So you're doing what, you're with the conform, you're with the norm of what should be done.
Right.
To converse, to contact.
That's what we're doing now, we're conversing.
Right. So it's
right.
with.
Right.
Okay. And so pro. It's kind of like the opposite of anti. It's pro.
Right.
To be pro.
To believe. To believe very much in something.
To believe. So let's say I'm proactive. I love this Anglais télé and I'm really proactive. And so is Dan. He puts in a lot. So, or to be, actually, people cut it short and just say, I'm pro.
Right.
They just cut everything short.
But you can also, and kind of away from that, you can be a pro as part of professional.
Oh, that's true.
Let's not forget
that.
Now, don't
confuse the two,
no,
guys.
No, they're different.
They're different.
We're
thank
away
you.
From that now.
Yeah, thanks so, a lot, Dan.
But it's important that they say, hey, I'm a pro, you know?
Right.
I really,
so
I'm the best
pro.
In what I do.
Right, so I'm a pro is different
right.
from, hey, I'm pro Bush or
right.
I'm pro
Obama.
Obama or
right. right. Totally different.
Okay, totally different.
But so one is about you and one is about something else.
Right. So you see how
right?
confusing that could be for
it
English
could be. That's
learner.
Why we're explaining it to all you people
right,
out
absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, so on that note, we're gonna close this little chapter.
Right.